Quarter past eight. Let's welcome our guests, Evan Davis and Mr. Peter Jones from the Dragon's Den. Hooray! Here they are. Good Lord, what a big man.
Blimey.
How are you?
Morning, very well.
Morning.
Morning.
Wow. Good morning, Chris.
Evan, hello, how are you?
Great.
Now, this is going to be very interesting because Peter is... Take a seat, by the way. Relax. Peter is 9 foot tall.
Yeah.
Right? He's a freak of a man.
He's proper tall.
So he won't be able to reach the microphone. And Evan doesn't listen to the show. He listens to you today on Radio 4.
It is true, I'm afraid. I'm sometimes on the Today programme.
He actually just said to me outside, he said, I can't believe Chaz and Dave have got a radio show.
How rude.
I've got a present for you, Chris, because I've...
Is it £1 million?
No, it's a 4 minute egg.
Wow, look at that.
And it's still warm. It's from the cafe next door.
It really is.
And it really is a 4 minute egg.
Wow.
That's the way he likes them.
And that's the way I like them.
Now, does Evan know why you've given me a 4 minute egg? Because he was probably listening to John Humphrey on the way in.
I know all about 4 minute eggs, 5 minute eggs, uncooked eggs.
Exactly.
But I want a 4 minute egg, which is the way I like it.
Yeah. That's the way he likes it. Rachel, can I give you that?
But it,
oh! Hey!
I don't think Evan heard your comment earlier, but I brought some sunglasses in for Evan.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. Who's listening to today? Thank goodness.
I was probably asleep.
So, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You could give us £1 million now and it wouldn't even hurt you.
Well, it would hurt me.
It wouldn't hurt
It would to give you £1 million.
Well, what about £500,000 between me and Dave?
Yeah, together.
£500,000 each.
As a sound investment.
I'll give you a drive in the car afterwards.
Yeah, can we?
Can we drive
the
car?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Wow! Do you drive? You obviously drive.
I do, yeah.
Do you drive your own car?
I do drive it, yeah. Okay. I've never had Richard, my driver, in the back, though.
Well, I'm good to hear that.
No, as
I'm
in,
sure the wife
as, in
as well.
Whilst driving.
There you go, Mr. Jones. We just tuned in. That's the weight off your mind, isn't it?
Never 4 minutes, the driver start in the back to of finish.
Car. Have you ever had your driver in the back of your car, Evan?
I'm afraid I don't have a driver, and I don't have a Maybach, and I don't have a... What is it, Peter? It's a Bentley, actually.
A Bentley, yeah,
a Bentley.
As well.
No, I don't know. I actually do have a Citroen, not a Picasso, but a C4. And it doesn't get driven very much, actually. I think the tube.
When you record Dragon's Den, because you're the anchor, the host of the show.
Indeed so.
Do you feel, you know, do they treat you correctly? Because I don't know how it works, but this is what I imagine when it comes to filming. You come in the morning and you record all your bits to camera going, you know, John Smith is a 38-year-old publican, blah, 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 blah. And you do all those bits, get them out of the way, lovely. And then you've just got to hang about all day till these losers walk out after they've just turned down a brilliant business deal or they've just signed their complete company away because they're morons. And you go, well, that was a great deal there, wasn't it? Well done. And then that's it. And I don't know why, but I have a feeling you're downstairs.
No. I'm actually in the dark shadows on the edge of the den. So I do actually get to watch it and to see it all and to see the looks in their eyes. So I get some entertainment value out of it. In fact, I often don't really need to watch the programme because I've seen the real thing.
I thought you were downstairs as well.
I slipped down a secret. I sort of slipped down as they go down and catch them at the as they go down to get down there, and I can be there to interview them. But no, I get to watch it. It's quite entertaining. There is a bit of hanging around. That is one of the things about, you know.
And do the dragons get grumpy when they're hanging about? I bet they get grumpy.
The dragons are on their mobile phones. Yeah. You just can't get them off the mobile phones. They're selling, they're buying, whatever they're doing, you just can't. You can't get them.
I hang around all day. I got things to do. You'll see them here. And no, anyone just goes, yes, because no one knows what he's saying.
No, Duncan just goes back into makeup.
Is that what he does? Does he have a lot of makeup?
It's almost, oh, crikey, yeah. Similar to the makeup that I've got on the front cover of the book that you've
well,
got.
Well, Peter, we would. Now, Evan, you won't have heard this, but Peter was obviously listening to the show this morning. Now, so you two have been on every series of Dragon's Den, is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Since the beginning, the pair of
From
you have been
very
working
start.
Together. Now, so you must have. You've probably met Peter several.
Indeed,
many times. I put money on it. You've probably never been around to his house. He looks like the kind of guy who wouldn't invite you around.
None because, of his houses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look at that. And he doesn't even flinch. Peter doesn't flinch. I bet Evan, you said to him, Peter, you must come around for dinner sometime. And Peter goes, yes, I'm busy. But anyway, so you know what the man looks like. I'm going to show you the front cover of his book. And honestly, Evan, I'd like you to tell me if you think that there's something wrong. Okay?
Show me the book.
I'll show the book, then just send
it. You're passing it over. Yeah. I'm going to have a look. My goodness, is that Peter Jones?
Is that what you're thinking,
Peter Jones?
It's the Joker from Batman. Or, I know that's what you're thinking.
Or Julian Clary, if you look quickly.
It's an artist. It's an artist's impression of Peter Jones.
Peter, you're wearing lipstick.
What can I say?
Are you wearing lipstick on the front cover?
This has worked. Because when I first wanted to come and publicise my book, you said no, because it's Tycoon. And it's a show that comes out on ITV next month, but you said no. So the only way I thought I could do it was to send you a false cover of the book so you talk about it, because the real cover, Chris...
Oh, here we go.
...is here.
Which is a picture that looks like me. No way.
That's very clever.
We've fallen into your trap.
So in that book there...
It's been 2 months I've tried to get on here to talk about this book, and you said no, and now you've fallen into my my marketing trap.
Wow. Right, get out. You duped us.
Have you written this book yourself?
Honestly, 18 months of hard labour, because I'm not that studious.
18 months?
18 months.
I wrote mine in about
not full
six.
Time.
Do you know what? You're really lucky, because I actually opened my post first thing this morning, which I never do, and that was in the post.
Although, then I've got to say, Evan, on this, on the real cover, Peter looks like this. if you look at his mouth, is... because the book is like, how to turn dreams into millions. And it's like they've gone, now, Peter, this book, I guarantee you that anyone who reads it becomes a millionaire. Is that right?
Yes.
If you don't believe me, look at his face.
It's very difficult to get covers of books, actually, isn't it? It is. Very hard to get them right.
Chris,
very
that
hard.
Is the book that your boss doesn't want you to read, but your bank manager does.
That's very nice. Who says you've either got it or you haven't? Not Peter Jones. Well, you do, actually, on the show, but that's what they're doing. He believes that by following some golden rules, many of us could achieve real success. Just send £1,000 to this address and learn how to make £1,000 from idiots.
There's a nice comment from Philip Green there. Sir Philip Green.
Yeah, this book will inspire you to achieve great success. Sir Philip Green, retail billionaire.
Mm. Has he read it?
And then look at this quote. He's great in the sack. Jodie Marsh. Oh, that's an odd one to have at the back of the book.
Yeah. Well, it's a funny old game. Jimmy Greaves on there as well.
But I just, you know, I worry about you, Evan, on the Dragon's Den. Because I would imagine the egos run wild on a show like
There's a lot of alpha male around, it has to be said, and I'm not talking about myself. But honestly, it's for me, it's like a great day out of the office. I'm normally in the newsroom, you know, and I'm normally on the news trying to sell programmes and sell what we're doing and try and make everybody think it's desperately interesting. And then Dragon's Den, I just sort of walk in, and it's a mega success, and it's nothing to do with me at all. And
well,
I just sort of ride the wave,
of course
you know?
It is. It wouldn't be the same without you.
It wouldn't be the same without you, Evan. When he first came on the show, I mean, he knew nothing about business, so it's been a real education for him.
Daddy did most of the first few Dragons, because they never came back.
Well, Chris, he's an economist. They're like weathermen. You know, they don't always get it right, do they? Let's be honest. Whereas Dragon's Den, in the den, it's real business, hard stuff. I mean, when he first came on... You remember his first suit. If you look at him now, he dresses like a millionaire now.
Wow.
He talks the talk. And actually, he could probably be sitting in that chair soon.
But I know, though, because we both work for the BBC, he's probably far off from being a millionaire. Only got another 48 years to go, you know, and you might be there. But it must be quite intimidating. You walk in, the five dragons are there, five scary businessmen.
What, as a contestant or as Evan?
Yeah, well, both.
Right.
You walk in, you see them five... men looking back at you.
Four and Deborah.
Well, that's debatable. Seriously, I've got to be honest with you. I wouldn't go out with her, but also I wouldn't fight her in a wrestling match. I think she'd kill me.
She's a hard business lady.
Oh, I tell you. And then there they are looking. But I've seen there's a video diary, behind the scenes video diary.
Oh, you've watched the video diary?
Yeah, and I've seen that, and it's quite funny. And it shows all the dragons relaxing, and they're all completely different in real life. Duncan Bannatyne's there doing his nails and all that stuff. Very nice. And Theo's there, and in real life, Theo, by the way, is called Jason. It's all an act. And they're all walking around, they're all drinking out of polystyrene cups like that. Now, with the amount of money sitting on that set, I'd have China everywhere. That's what I'd have.
Yeah. Well, you said it, it's the BBC.
I'd have tea boys just walking around, tea, sir, like that.
Yeah. They could have, like, their mugs like us, with the different faces on.
Yeah.
That's a marketing idea. Dragon's Den mugs with all of the different dragons' faces on.
Yeah.
Do you think that would sell?
Yes.
Show him one of them. Our mug. This is Dave's mug from our show. Look at that. It says Dave.
Oh, dirty.
Now, do you think?
Look at that, eh?
Do you think that would that? Now look at him. He's looking at it like he's looking at the
now,
show.
Imagine that with Deborah Meadham's face on the front of it.
Yeah. You got quite a lot of makeup on there, Dave, haven't you?
No. It's just the lighting.
See, that's not the real mug.
That's
we only gave you that one so you talk about it.
It's good, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah, you can have that one for free.
These guys don't need ideas, though, for things they can put their faces on, Chris. It's really, they do not need encouragement, believe me.
Well, I know, I saw Duncan Valentine did that awful ITV show. Did you see that?
That was the giveaway fortune, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The one with Simon Jordan on from Crystal Palace, him with the hair.
Yeah.
That's one awful show.
And Jeffrey Archer.
An awful show.
Well, it wasn't awful. I mean, it was just awful. Catastrophically bad, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I just hope your ITV work is all right.
Oh, well, that's why I'm producing my own show. I wouldn't go to those producers, I don't think.
I love the fact that you're now a television man.
Well, you know what? It's great because when I first thought about it and doing other TV stuff, it wasn't just about appearing on TV, you know. I turn on the television and I see Duncan on cooking shows. I see, you know, people have different reasons for different things. But I wanted to set up a business.
Right.
So for me, you'll see me doing business on TV. You won't see me on cooking shows and things. But I've been able to set up a production company and make money from it.
See, he talks about this like it's very simple. Like you pour milk on cornflakes, you put the spoon in and it's ready to serve.
But well, it is simple.
Well, it is, you know. I came up for an idea called American Inventor. And I went to a producer at the time who actually will remain nameless. He was the previous exec producer on Dragon's Den.
Right.
This isn't going out live, is it?
Sure. It's live.
So, and he said, Peter, the idea, I don't think the idea is going to go anywhere, but I think it might get on radio, sort of Channel 5, or it might be a cable show.
Nice.
Cut a long story short, 6 months later, it was the biggest show in America on ABC, the biggest world's network, with 15 million viewers. So TV guys don't always get it right. Mm.
And Evan, did he ask you to host it? I bet he
no,
didn't
he didn't.
Of course
he didn't.
If he spoke in American accent...
He could do an American accent.
Evan, do an American accent for me.
My American's terrible. I'm better at Australian than I am at American.
Oh, there you go, Aussie inventor.
Well, it's because he spent...
But you know what? But the Yanks would love that.
Hello. The Yanks like America.
Hello,
they like
I'm Evan here, and we have lots of inventors for you. It's marvellous. They'd lap that up. They'd love it.
Put you in a suit, you know, like a sort of English butler or something. They'd love it. Like Benson, but kind of white.
Do you know, Evan is a highly intelligent man. He's not butler status.
No, but I'm just talking about selling it to the American people. Do you remember Higgins in Magnum? They loved him too.
Well,
you know, these sort of characters.
See, that's what you say. He could be the new Higgins from the TV show Magnum. Mm-hmm. There you go.
There's the one in Batman as well, isn't there?
That's right. But then a butler.
The butler.
There's more to you than that.
Yeah, I can do more than that. I can do better.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's highly educated.
I know that it's just a character.
He's the same as me. Got a master's degree in public administration from Harvard.
You've done some research for this.
No, I know, because I'm the same. And we both went to St. John's College. You went to St. John's College, didn't you?
I did go to St. John's College.
Yeah. I went there once as well, for the day. Stopped off twice directions where McDonald's was. Anyway, listen, I love the fact that you two are in. Are you going to hang around? Or
no.
As long as you want.
Okay, good. After 35 minutes, Peter starts charging by the minute for his time. Dave has an idea as well he'd like to pitch to you, which we're going to do later. Trust me, it'll be interesting.
It's technically not my idea, but I'm here as the voice piece to sell it to you, because I genuinely think this is a good idea.
And is it an idea that we haven't seen before, not like the last time you pitched?
As far as I know, it is more revolutionary than the Bath Buddy, which apparently Duncan had heard before.
Yeah.
And possibly invested in.
Well, find out later. Evan and Peter here from Dragon's Den. We'll have more in a bit. It's 8:29. Yeah. This is Chemical Brothers, and then we'll do News and Sport with Dom and Kerry next.
I would rather pass a kidney stone than invest in this. This is so painful, I can't tell you. I'm out.
There you go.
Mm.
Dave, what are you doing?
I'm just reading the book. I can't believe he's made us look stupid with his false book thing.
I know.
I'm reading Tycoon Tips for Business.
Well, I got the last laugh because we're not actually on the air. We're just sitting in a room talking to ourselves. JK and Joel are playing records next door. Peter Jones and Evan is here. Evan Davis from Dragon's Den, which is great. If you haven't watched it yet, you've got to watch it. It's brilliant. It's great. On every level, it's funny, it's entertaining, there's a bit of drama in there, there's, you know, and the highlight for me is watching these thickos who have managed to fluke themselves an amazing idea, yeah, then get totally ripped off by two brilliant business minds. We'll take, I'll go with halves with Peter and take 49% of your company for one penny. And they go, that's, well, with your business mind, that's, I'd be a fool to turn that down, wouldn't I? And then they stand up, and then they patronisingly shake his hand and go, you've got a deal. And Peter and Duncan wink at each other, like two baddies from Batman, right? And they shake his hand like that, going, little does he know. And then, of course, 10 years later, they're all billionaires. Peter Jones owns Dubai, and Duncan has finally made enough money to make the outside of his gyms look presentable. And then this poor man is doing all this work, right, and earns 7p a year. Yeah. Brilliant! And it's all on the BBC. You can't ask for a better show.
Morning, Duncan.
That's not very funny. Digital. FM online. This is Radio 1. I'll be very upset about that when we do.
Well, when did you turn into such a sweetie pie?
Yeah.
God. I'm getting worried about you.
I'm getting worried about you too. Right, more from the boys in a second. We'll play the brilliant Calvin Harris track, The Girls, and The Twang on the way. It's 8:34. That's The Twang. And Either Way, which is a very nice song. Do you like that, Dave?
Yes, I do.
Good. Evan Davis is here, and his Mr. Peter Jones is here too. Evan, how did you arrive at the Radio 1 studios this morning?
I got a car, a BBC car.
BBC Transport. And it
was, you know, I don't know if you know, there's a sort of gradings of different levels of transport
for
BBC, and this was one of the top grade ones.
Datsun, yeah?
A Radio 1 event, so it was a Merc.
What car did he have?
It was a Merc. I don't know which.
But
it was nice, yeah.
And Peter, what did you arrive in today?
I came in a Bentley.
Wow.
So to speak.
In the back with the driver.
It was, I don't know which one to choose, the Bentley or the Maybach.
I said Maybach, that was my guess, I got it wrong.
Peter has a new car, but which one is it? Theo Fajitas thinks he knows.
Perfetus, not Fajitas.
Yeah, but it's just, it rhymes, it's funny. So the good news is, that you're on today to tell everybody how they can apply to actually go into the Den and genuinely pitch for your cash.
We're actually pitching for people to come on and pitch, because the stars of the show, Chris, are really not the dragons. Don't tell them that. It really is the entrepreneurs, because they are... I take my hat off to all of them, you know. I mean, it is pretty nerve-wracking. They all pull their fingers out. They've done enough to actually get it together to walk out those stairs and do it. So we want more people for the next series.
That's right. Can I just say, we need a lot more people, and the reason for that is because you've got executive producers. Well, actually, it's the producers that make the choices of who puts you through. Now, let's be honest, we've seen some of the people that they already put through. So we've seen some crazy people come through. So if they're making judgments like that, we need a lot more this season. So please apply.
I met a guy at the weekend who he should apply. In seriousness, now, he has a little business. It's quirky. Mm. It'd look good on television.
Quirky's good.
He's young. He's about 21, 22. And it's potentially he could make some money out of it. It's different. And I'm thinking, I said to him, I went, do you know what? You should go in Dragon's Den.
Send him to the website.
I'm going to.
Could you actually give the details perhaps to Evan rather than the producers? Because I'm not convinced he'll get through.
Oh, really? You don't trust him?
No.
Which one do you not trust? Is it Dominic Bird?
Well, he's one of them.
Right.
It's not just Dominic.
Right.
But if they could apply through to the BBC website directly, perhaps, and say that they've spoken to you, they might have a chance of getting in.
No, don't say they've spoken to me. I don't want any... Unless it's money-making business, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm willing to invest £5 into this company. If you want to apply, go to our website at Radio 1 Online and click on the Chris Moore Show pages, and it says Dragon's Den. Tell them about it in a kind of Billy Joel.
Like Billy Joel, yeah.
Style. And I'll take you to the Dragon's Den bit of the BBC Two website. Scroll pretty much all the way to the bottom, and it'll say Dragon's Den is currently off the air, blah, 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 blah. Apply now. Then you click there, and you get your application form, which I have here.
Oh, you've actually downloaded one.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well,
Rachel did it for us.
For me.
Printed them. Yeah.
I'm too busy to drive a car. I had to sit in the back. You should give as much information as necessary to enable us to assess your business idea, blah, blah, blah. So, name, home, work, mobile, email, date of birth, company address, blah, 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 blah. No, okay, so this is what you need, Dave. If you're going to be pitching an idea to Peter,
yeah.
Name of business.
Okay.
Describe your idea in one line.
Right.
Amount of investment required.
Mm-hmm.
Executive summary. In this section of the form, you have the chance to sell yourself and the idea. Give a clear and comprehensive outline of your business. What problems does your idea solve? What stage are you at with your patent or copyright protection? What, where are you up to with prototyping or blah, 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 blah? And then other info. Have you ever been on television before? Have you ever bought a phone from Peter's company and had to send it back? That kind of thing. How's your right hand? Or whatever. Yeah. I mean, flat tennis. Yeah. I don't know what.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah. What's your favourite Rod Stewart record? Mm-hmm. All these things are on here. So if you want to do that, and then you could be on Dragon's Den, standing in front of the dragons. But more importantly, you might actually be able to get some business help and some money. You'll lose, obviously, as we said, about 85% of your company to these sharks. But still, you'll be on telly.
It gives them a chance, though, doesn't it? That's why we want everybody out there. Apply. At least give it a go. And if you're thinking about it, don't be too scared not to apply.
But also,
we're not that bad. We turn dreams into reality. Look at Levi Reggae Reggae Sauce. Reggae Reggae Sauce from Sainsbury's. It's the best-selling sauce in this country right now.
It's the best reggae sauce that Sainsbury's have.
It's the best sauce they have.
Right,
it's
really?
Outselling tomato ketchup.
Is it?
So that's what can happen when you come on Dragon's Den and get an investment.
And also, Evan, have you used Reggae Reggae Sauce yet? Be honest.
No.
No. Would you buy it?
Yes.
My girlfriend, we were watching the TV show that night, and my girlfriend went, I'd buy that. And we were in the supermarket, and she saw it. And she, seriously, it was like she'd seen somebody famous. Look, Reggae Reggae Sauce, look, look. Like, oh, I love it. It's not George Bloody Clooney, is it? Reggae Reggae Sauce.
It's Levi Roots, or Keith, as he's really called.
Exactly right. but weirdly, Peter Jones' real name is actually Babylon and Ting, so
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Please do apply. And you can be on... I'm going to play the music.
Avalon and...
you can be on Dragon's Den.
There's now, a bit of a due diligence process you go through after the...
A what?
After you fill out the form.
A what? That's a big, that's some Radio 4 word.
You get checked out. You get checked out a bit. I mean, I wouldn't say due diligence, but it's kind of...
Who
there's a bit of a
out?
Checking.
Is it Theo?
It's people like Dominic Bird.
Dominic Bird.
No, there's a bit of checking.
Yeah,
and then you can get to walk up the steps.
Oh.
Face Peter and the others.
Yeah, yeah, dilly diligence.
The guy that I met the weekend, he'd have to have his product sitting there because it wouldn't go up the steps. And it's not a Dalek.
Well, I tell you what, the producers do a great job of that because we're out in our little Winnebagos and we're told to hold there while people like Dominic and others go and take all these products up the stairs and put cloths over the top. To be fair, they go to a hell of a lot of trouble to keep as much from us as possible. Mm. So behind the scenes, you might think that we have any inkling of what's going on. We don't.
That's what Duncan said.
You can tell, though, by the confused look on people's face, especially poor old Duncan. There'll be what looks like a car sitting there with a sheet over it, and Duncan will be looking very confused as to what kind of weird sheet this is that sticks out in places. And then when they whip it off, he goes like this. Ah, it's a car.
do you know what I think you do,
I hope
though,
he's listening.
And this might be a bit of a TV insider secret, is that after you've filmed an episode, do you then keep the camera rolling and record some of Theo's funny faces? Because they always chop them in, and you've noticed that in between they have him sort of go... He does, he pulls these strange faces, and I think that they do them afterwards.
No, we don't have that, but we have to re-record a lot on Duncan's lines because we actually don't understand what he said sometimes. So sometimes you have to go back and say, what did you actually say then, Duncan? So that happens quite a bit.
Subtitling for a laugh one episode.
All right, well,
Duncan's
Dave...
Duncan's a lovely man. We're digging into him a bit, aren't we?
Who?
But he'll like us talking about
Duncan?
Him. Yeah.
Oh, he'll love it. He's not trampled by self-doubt, is he, Mr. Bannatyne?
Oh, no.
Have you been to one of his gyms?
No, I've never seen one.
Oh, there's one around the corner. Oh, could do with a lick of paint, I'm telling you that. Oh, no wonder he's got a load of money. Doesn't spend it on washing. And windows are filthy.
Come on, I'm dying to hear this pitch.
Right, I'm going to
play
a record. This pitch is Let's play a record, and then you do the pitch. I'm going to give you 3 minutes and 12 seconds to get ready, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is one of your favourite seven, by the way. This is the Fratellis.
I've never heard of it.
That's just my right, break. Evan Davis loving the Fratellis.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there you go. That's how much you love them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And so Old Black and Blue Eyes from the Fratellis, and that is out soonish. It's 8:58. Let's do the show. Peter Jones is 9 foot tall and is worth £52 billion. He made his money by conning old ladies. That would be great, wouldn't it?
What, the truth?
To get the, yeah, of course. You get a new dragon in who's just a con man. He doesn't actually have a business, but lies a lot. Okay, so the next person into the den is 33-year-old Comedy Dave. He is a broadcaster, originally born in Hong Kong, and now living in the Chalfonts in the countryside. He has an idea, which is... I'm waiting for him to open the bloody door, right? He has an idea. Whenever you're ready, he has an idea, which is going to sell to the dragons. When I cue you, Dave, I'm going... No, get to the mic.
Am I on?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Evan. And thank you for taking your time out to listen to my business idea. When you're ready, I'll begin. Okay. The company name is Shoppy Stop Dots. The idea is very simple. We all buy things in shops, don't we? Might be clothes. Might be CDs. Might be videos, might be flip-flops, might be anything. And what often happens, because of the age that we find ourselves in, is that shoplifting can be a problem for retailers. And that is why you will often see these strange disc things that they attach with a kind of weird staply thing onto clothes and videos and CDs and the like. And what tends to happen is that you have to pick up the product from the shelf and come over, and they have to then take it off with that special machiny thing in the desk, and then you go out and stuff, and you can leave the shop. Because if you walk out with the disc still on there, then the alarm will beep, and it will trigger the store detective. My invention is far more simple than that. And to replace these big, cumbersome and clunky discs, I propose a little metal dot, which would be impregnated into the product. Whether it be the clothes, or the book, or the CD cover, or anything, this little dot would have all of the information on there. And then, when you took it to the checkout thing would then deactivate it and you'd walk freely. Thus, saving all that clunking, and all that machinery, and all that kind of stuff. And this is a product which I, well, a friend of mine's kind of invented, and I'm sort of selling to you. And I'm looking for £100,000 investment for 10% of the business. Thank you.
Dave has bored the dragon senseless with his unscripted ad-lib guff. Evan, for one, is far too intelligent for such lowbrow entertainment for the kids and would rather be on the Today programme on Radio 4. Peter Jones, however, has a book to plug, and so he might play along for the extra advertising.
What was it called again? It was a great name.
Shoppy Stop Dots.
Shoppy Stop
Okay,
Dots.
Dave.
Fantastic.
Thanks for... looking the part and dressing up. You've taken a lot of time in your appearance, I can tell, this morning.
Yeah.
How long have you thought about this idea for?
About a week.
And impregnated in the clothes means that when the clothes are made or the product's made, that actually is inside the product.
Yeah, perhaps on the label.
So actually, it will cost a little bit of money to do that, will it?
It will cost a little bit, but what I imagine would happen...
No, I'm just asking you a question. The answer is yes, it will cost a little bit.
Cost a bit of money.
Yeah. So if it costs a little bit of money, it's going to increase the purchase cost of the product in the shop.
Yeah.
So it's going to cost the shop owner more money.
Slightly.
Okay.
That'll be made in Taiwan by children.
The whole benefit of the alarm system is the fact that it's reusable. It doesn't cost them money. Dave, come on. Give me a reason why. Why would a shopkeeper want to bring something on that's going to cost them more money and they make less profit when they've got a system that works adequately and it's reusable?
Yes, but their system involves that horrible clunky thing and that's got to be expensive to install into their shop desks.
What about if we can make those smaller but they're still reusable?
I think the dots are the way forward.
Are you a broadcaster, Dave?
Not really.
But are you saying that you're not interested?
I think it's not a very good idea, and I should stick to broadcasting.
I think it's a great idea, but wouldn't I just walk out the store with the dot? The reason I don't walk out the store with the thing with the big clunky thing on is that, not that the alarm goes off, it's that I don't want a pair of trousers with a big clunky thing on, whereas your dot, I could just run off with the trousers and I'd live with the dot.
No, because if the dot hadn't been deactivated, it would have set off the alarm as you walked out and you would then face embarrassment and ridicule at being, you know, accosted by a store detective.
Possibly.
Dave, can I just interrupt at this point?
Yeah.
Just let you know that people are texting in saying what you're talking about is actually already invented.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Many, many people are saying...
Not again.
They're called RFID chips, and they already exist and do the job that you're talking about. Why don't you try to come back next time and sell us fresh air and see how you get on with that?
Do they really exist?
Yeah. Well, RFID does exist, but... I don't know whether it's impregnated into clothes.
See, that's a new development from me.
I think it's the name that was so good. You should RFID. Who wants RFID when you can have shoppy stop dots?
Well, you're out. They're not interested. Can I pitch my idea now, please? Please, please, please.
I've got a feeling this is going to be good.
Okay, here we go then. Hello. My name is Chris Moyles, and this is my company, Around the World First Class. I am here today to ask for £100,000 of your money in order for me to go around the world first class. I find that being a minor celebrity that's sitting on the back of a plane with a lot of what I call normos is just quite irritating. Whereas the luxury and service that you get sitting at the front of the plane really is second to none with services such as BA First and the rock and roll Virgin Upper. There are many destinations I'd like to go to that I've never been to, such as Australia, Hong Kong, and Abu Dhabi. With your money, I would travel first class around the world, and for the money that you invest, I would give you 90% of my holiday photographs. Thank you.
And those photographs, yeah. Chris, what sort of activities will you be getting up to personally?
Whatever you want, big boy. You put the money up, and it's yours.
I'll put the money up.
Yep.
And the reason why I put the money out is because I've got a feeling that the tabloids would be more interested in the photographs that you're going to take, and I'll make more than £100,000 on them.
Do you know what? I'd take that deal. You're on. Can we shake now? Look, you shook hands, Dave! Dave, it's a deal! We touched... Our palms touched, and not in a weird way, but in a business way, and that's what we've now... I'm now going around the world first class.
It's an extraordinary moment in the den.
Thank you. Now interview me, Evan. Come on.
Chris.
Yes.
Did you know you were going to get... when you came in, did you know you were going to get that? That's extraordinary, isn't it?
No. To be quite honest, I actually walked through the wrong door. I wanted to audition for Britain's Got Talent. But here I am, and I'm going to have a wonderful time, and I'll send you a postcard. Okay. Bye-bye. Reggae, reggae sauce.
Very good luck.
See, Dave, that's it. That's
perfect.
The whole show.
That's brilliant.
If you think you can do a better job than Dave and myself, then go and check out the website, which is Radio 1 Online... Click on the Christmas pages, click on the link to Dragon's Den, and apply. And you could be on the next series, which is very exciting.
That'd be ace.
Yeah. By the way, while I'm here, you're into phones, aren't you? Okay.
Yeah.
That's my phone. You don't have to say what it is, but I don't know if you're a...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's rubbish.
It's a Nokia 8850.
I don't know what it is. It started to switch itself off mid-phone call. And it's rubbish. Can I have another one?
Yes, we'll get it replaced, Chris, immediately.
Could you send me a few?
But do you want it sent to the airport before you get on the plane around the world?
No, just send it to my house.
Okay.
Okay. My new one, which I'd like you to buy, because you're a millionaire. And it's a property investment, and I'll look after it for you. By the way, Peter left his shades in the studio earlier, and they're Prada. And they're like proper Prada, not like off the market. They're like real Prada that begins with a P and is spelt proper and everything. That you know, like the ones I bought?
Prada.
Yeah, they weren't real, and I was duped. But no, they're proper.
Posh ones.
Me, though, however, I go for Tom Ford, which is, as anybody knows, it's slightly more stylish. Right, so that's that. Thank you for coming in. We've got a new tedious link now, but I could sit and play Dragon's Den all day.
Oh, it's been great.
Thanks so much.
I'm going to speak to Dominic, the boss of the show, and ask that when you're filming next. In fact, me and Dave can just come in during the break during filming, just entertain you all with our creative and great pictures.
Yeah. I'll get shoppy stop dots again.
We're going to do one which is called Three Shoes, which is for people who have three legs.
Yeah.
They can't buy three shoes anywhere. They had to buy two pairs and throw one away. Mm. So we're currently working on that pitch for the next one. I think that's going to be a huge, huge hit.
Or even one shoe for people with one leg.
That's right.
You don't get many people with three legs, do you?
That's why. There's a gap in the market, Dave. That's the whole point. That's what they say in every show. Right, I better start talking now before our boss explodes. Thank you, Peter.
No, thank you.
Good luck with everything. Come back to see us anytime. And thank you, Evan. You're a star.
Please, everybody, go on that website.
Great pleasure.
The producers need your help, and so do I.
Yeah. Right, thank you very much. Now, Comedy Dave, Tunis Link, how do you get to today's Tunis?